This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 186 for Tuesday, March 29th, 2016. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
If you can talk about it, if you know, I blew it already. I haven't said it in so long. If you can ink it up, we're going to talk about it. Or if you can talk about it, we'll ink it up. I don't know. Whatever.
That's completely... Go ahead.
No, it's fine. I just completely screwed that one up. Live and in person, always free.
You can't rewind. Back at, remember back in the old days, we used to record these on Sundays. And in the summer, no less, is when we started, I think. And sometimes I remember once we must have gone a half hour into the podcast and we stopped. Because there was a train or something that went through, and then we, I had to splice. I was swearing because I had to splice both both halves of the podcast together, and or we would screw this up. We would start over. Yep. We do that now. So here we are. You know,
if anybody can screw it up, it's going to be me. Seriously, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, part of my charm. Here we are.
And boy, do we have screwed up things to talk about today.
We have some screwed up things to talk about. Absolutely.
Oh, God.
So this week we did, you know, it's spring, and I hope you all are having at least maybe a warmer spring than we are. But we're trying to get into the swing of things, and some of our Penn friends and some of our non-Penn friends
are killing us. We're killing you. You're doing great.
Well, we're doing this, you know, Lisa and I both have Fitbits, and we're doing this. We've had Fitbits for how many years now?
Three years? Since 2012.
Yeah, so
we got them in mid-June or I think early July. So it was like Brian's birthday is June 29th and mine's July 29th. And we bought it kind of in the middle as a dual birthday present. We wanted to see how much we walked at Penn shows because we were so tired at the end of a show. And it was surprisingly smaller than we thought.
Yeah, it's not much. I mean, it's...
Like you're doing a lot of standing and a lot of bending over and a lot of moving, but not as many steps. But yeah, we've had them for several years. And we've
In all these years, I don't know about you, but I have never had, so they have these challenges that you can do. And then our good friends, the Madisons, Mike Madison and Audrey, are also have Fitbits. And they invited us to what's called the Work Week Hustle. So it goes from midnight to midnight, Monday to Friday, and see who can get the most steps in it. I was tired. I was tired by Friday.
Except Sunday, it's Sunday at 11 o'clock for us because it's midnight for Mike and Audrey in North Carolina in Raleigh. So, see, I got it right, guys. Raleigh. Raleigh, not Raleigh, but in Raleigh. So we were tempted to get up at 11 o'clock and get a head start.
We were sitting there. It was like 10:57, 10:58. It got to 10:59. I said to myself, there is no way. I am not going to do it. I can't get up. It's just, it's not going to happen. We'll let it roll over. So,
yeah.
And this week I'm in two for some reason. I don't know why, but.
Because you don't know how to say no.
Well, yeah. So, anyway, hope you guys are enjoying your spring. And
we've been walking to work when it hasn't been blizzarding or raining. And it's been nice. We live about half a mile from the store. So it's a nice little, 10-minute walk, not even?
Yeah, it's great. It's a great walk. It's 1,900 steps.
It's not enough.
It's not enough, apparently.
No, and our friend Kim, she must get up at like 4 in the morning and do 5 miles on the treadmill. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but everybody curses me at night because I do it at night. But anyway. Yes. So that's what we've been doing this week, except for the blizzard we got last week on, what was it, Wednesday or Thursday?
It just crushed me because, you know, the week before we were in Long Island and we were in, you know, sandals. And yeah. It was awesome. And then this, you know, 9 inches of snow, which is 99% gone. So it's much better.
So last week we talked about spring.
Yes.
Stepping outside your comfort zone and, you know, rotating your pens, cleaning your pens, changing inks. And so impromptu on the spot last week, we came up with this idea of the spring ink challenge.
Who came up with this?
I don't remember. I had to actually go back and watch it. But the funny thing was, is I had somebody made a comment on the video, I think it was, and they said, well, what's this spring ink challenge? I Googled it and I didn't find anything. We decided that we would take our own advice and we would try inks that we've never used before, except the catch is we put it on the other person. So Lisa and I both picked pens after the podcast and cleaned them out. You know, it wasn't so easy, actually. I was trying to be – you were going to accuse me of picking a broad nib pen so that I would go through the ink quicker.
Yep.
So what I did in spirit of being fair, I picked a Mont Blanc 149 with a broad nib. But of course, it's a 149. It's a piston filler. It's a large ink capacity. Mm-hmm. So, so that was my pen, which actually I got that pen the first year we had the store. That winter, that was my Christmas present to myself. So,
okay.
And what did you pick?
I picked my Champagne Decimo that we traded for in San Fran. So that was the end of August. And I have loved this ever since. And I'm so excited that this week or next week, the Pilot Decimo will be coming out. They moved the launch up from May 1st to April 1st. So I'm super excited because I'm going to get the other three colors.
So here are the rules. In case you missed the there's a whole blog post about it. Here are the rules. And so, you know, if you've got some friends or your spouse is a fountain pen user, it's really been kind of a fun thing. So we both cleaned our pens, and then I went down to the store, and I took Lisa's pen, and with a little assistance from Chris and Dave. On the floor and stuff. I came to my own conclusion though. Picked an ink and I filled her cartridge via syringe with the ink of choice. We had some ground rules. The pen that we're going to use this pen and ink combination the entire week. And you have to use it until the ink is gone. So until the pen writes out dry, that's the only pen you're going to use. So it can't be a highlighter ink. It can't be invisible. Yellow is just not a really good working color in the office. But pretty much everything else is fair game. You know, and try not to be mean. You know, so like, you know, there are certain colors, you know, Lisa's not a crazy fan of. So I'm not going to be mean and give her those colors. But you want to get something that's just a little different, outside your comfort zone. So
you went outside my comfort zone.
So I picked Lisa's and then went upstairs and then I gave her my Mont Blanc. She went downstairs and filled it up and then we exchanged. And I should have videoed it. It was pretty funny. So
I'm glad you didn't.
So what I picked for Lisa is Lisa's typically your usual colors, your color palette consists of what colors?
I'm a happy ink kind of girl. I like bright blues, bright greens. I like purple, a nice fire engine red. I don't like anything too orange or too pink.
Well, you like the copper orange was nice.
Copper orange was awesome.
It was a darker color though, wasn't it?
Yes. Copper orange I loved. I wish we'd kept a bottle. If anybody has a bottle, let me know.
We found two cartridges yesterday. Yes. Yesterday we found two. Lisa comes up and she says, I've got them. I got two cartridges.
So I like the brighter springy, happy colors. I can use whatever I want in the office, so I don't have to stick to just plain, you know, black or blue black or like some people have to do. And even when I was a college professor and I would grade, I would always use something different, like a purple or a green. You know, I love Mont Blanc Irish Green and Sailor Blue. But which one did you pick?
The color for you for this week?
Yes.
I opted for a gray. Yes. My choice was twofold.
Yes.
It was gray because you don't like gray.
It's too serious.
It's serious.
It's too somber.
But it's sparkly.
Yes, the Shimmertastic. I don't do
sparkling
shimmer.
Shadows.
I don't do shimmer. I've never been a glitter eyeshadow kind of girl. I've never been a glitter nail polish kind of girl. I don't need the extra sparkle. I figure my...
Your personality is enough. Your personality sparkles enough.
Yeah. So I understand the appeal. It certainly is not an ink I would have chosen if I was going to do one of the Shimmertastic or the J. Herbin. I would do the Magical Forest, the green, or I think the red luster in the shimmer is really pretty. Mm-hmm. And the Emerald of Chavor by J. Herbin, I would probably try that.
But, well, now we should also mention the nib in your pen is a medium.
Which writes more like a fine.
And with the shimmer inks, I firmly stand by, you really need to have as broad a nib as you can possibly stand to really get, I mean, to get the maximum effect out of that ink.
Yes, absolutely. So given the nib in my pen, it's not the greatest choice. It flows fine.
But you can still see it. You can still see it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But if I were going to choose a shimmer ink, I would have gone with one. I would have gone for one with not gray.
Not gray.
He's like, well, see, why don't you give me a sparkly pencil?
I wanted to see how you would react to a twofold attack there. So,
WTF is this? Was my like what? What have you done? A whole week of sparkly pencil? Seriously? Really?
Oh man, the guys downstairs were just chuckling because I was filling up your cartridge and I'm making sure that thing is full.
Yeah, and I still have ink in it. Brian said I was cheating. I don't consider it cheating if I'm doodling to use it up. I'm thinking, you know. So, and then for Brian, I have a Platinum 3776 that I keep inked with Caran d'Ache Delicate Green. That,
oh man, that is a color.
Green that he does not like.
It's an interesting color. It's just not for me. And
right.
I can see the attraction. I really can. My color palette's more like, you know, dark burgundies, Mont Blanc Irish Green, Bordeaux, you know, Sailor
Gentle. Sparkly pencil.
Not sparkly pencil, but dark stuff. So, you know, that Caran d'Ache Green, it's just, it's too far off the chart for me.
Well, especially coming out of my burgundy 3776. It's like, you know, that's not what you expect to see, but it makes me happy when I see it. And that's what I go for. So I knew that Brian didn't like lighter greens. So I know that a lot of our customers really like the Rohrer and Klingner Alt Goldgrün. So I chose that. And that way, you know, Brian loves his Mont Blanc Irish Green. And this is definitely not that.
It's not that. It looks like
it's not that at all.
It's not that, you know. Yeah, I mean, I think we did. We both start writing at the same time? I think when we
yes, and we both looked at each other and said, "Oh, a whole week."
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, "What did I do? Because I've got this thing has got a pretty decent capacity."
I love that color. I think it's cool.
You know, it has grown on me. It absolutely has. I just, it looks like it needs, it wants to be brighter, but it's not. It comes out.
It has no need to stand out like that.
It has no need to stand. It's kind of a, it is kind of a flat color. It looks like it wants to shade, but it doesn't really. It's really kind of an interesting, it's interesting. It's just not, it doesn't grab me the way Irish Green does. Irish Green is just, it pops off the paper. But I admit I've been using it all week. And the nice thing about the Mont Blanc is I've got this ink window in here, and I can see, if I tip it upside down today, finally, you can see through it a little bit there. I am getting to the end. Although the problem is with, for those of you that have some Mont Blancs, you'll know that even though you can't see any ink in the ink window, this thing is probably going to write for the next 2 days. Cause that's how my other one is. You know, it's interesting. So I can absolutely see why people like it. I think maybe we'll try this, every
Not
quarter,
next week.
Not next week. No. But it's been interesting on a number of fronts, right? Because this has been the only pen I've used all week. And I don't usually do that. I do kind of flit around. You know, I'll admit that I occasionally match my pen to my shirt, but this week,
really?
Well, I do. Yeah, you know,
me too.
I do. I'll change pens every day, but I've used this pen every week and every day
every
this
day.
Week, and it's an interesting experiment. I encourage people to try it, and even you know, even if your spouse doesn't do it. Maybe you've got a friend, you know, even if they're not in the same city, you send each other an ink sample and say, okay, we're going to try this in one pen until you run out and see how you like it.
Well, I admit that, you know, over the course of all these years of collecting, and we're both pushing 20 years of collecting by this point, there have been times I've put an ink in my pen, tried it and just decided it's not for me. And I've emptied out the pen and put something else in. So having to keep it in for a week, especially with something that I didn't choose or Brian didn't choose and certainly would not have been our choice, but you're forced to use it. It has been a good experience. It's, you know, we sell a ton of the Shimmertastic ink in the store and online and it shows. And we should use it. And there simply are too many inks, too many pens, not enough time to try every ink and every pen and really get a good feel for everything. We certainly try and we have, you know, Dave and Chris and Steph, everybody, you know, has access to all the ink and all the samples and you know, pens everywhere, testers everywhere. But I think it's been good to actually try it. I'm very conscious of, you know, moving the ink around to get the flakes, lava lamp, not margarita. So it's been good. I'm looking forward to color once this is done though.
And so now what are you going to, what are you going to put in there once this pen is done? Or are you just going to switch to a different pen?
Oh no, I'm, I don't know.
You don't know?
I will probably fill this with, let's see, it's spring. You know, maybe I'll do like a turquoise, a bright blue.
Okay. Turquoise is good. Mm-hmm. I don't actually own any turquoise ink other than Robin's Egg, but.
I've got a bottle of vintage Schaefer Peacock. I may break
that. It's a nice color. Well, I can't see much difference between that and the washable. They did a really good job, but it's a pretty color. It seems like it needs, you know, if you put a couple drops of regular blue in there to darken it up a little bit, I think it'd be just perfect.
We have almost 700 different colors of inks. I'm sure you can find something. Just saying.
If only I had an ink tool or something that I could.
Or a book.
A book, maybe a book.
Yeah, something.
So. Anyway, so that was our spring ink challenge. I think maybe we'll revisit this maybe every season. I think that would be interesting.
I think that it would be. Yeah, that would be fine. That would be fine. You know, I'm thinking ahead to, you know, fall. And I'm thinking, you know, autumn leaf kind of thing, but you won't choose that for me and I'll choose that for you. And so I'll get like, you know, blue black.
No.
something I never use.
No. We'll find something. Well, I think it'd be interesting, even if it's something that's in your color palette. Like I do use green, but I don't use this kind of green. So
anyway, it was fun.
So that was that. And we wanted to touch this week. There was some interesting stuff in the news. How do we start this?
Some of you may recall we have some history.
we may or may not know a few things about Esterbrook.
We might know a couple things about Esterbrook. And it was brought to our attention that the new revised Esterbrook Pen Company has brought out another model and called the M2, and it's on Mass Drop because that's where you want to sell your stuff.
Well, you know, I mean, as I recall, the drop had two stages. The first stage to make it happen is 10 units. And then 20 for the lowest price.
And wasn't it the first 100 or after 100 got a bottle? No,
the first 100. So the first 100 get a pack of the brand new Esterbrook International cartridges. And they come in two flavors. Forgive me, I don't recall the names, but one's black and one's blue. And they're international cartridges. What's that?
Not anymore.
But the interesting thing is so the pen that they announced, that they've launched now, they started out with the J, and if for those of you not familiar, I encourage you to check out Esterbrook.net, which is our website,
Brian's website
devoted to the vintage Esterbrooks,
labor of love.
We'll find on the homepage there the video review. It's a solid 25 minutes of goodness looking at the Esterbrook J, the new pen that was released. Following that was a limited edition Abraham Lincoln, which we did not buy.
Commemorating the death. The assassination of Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
Not anything in his life, not anything that he'd accomplished, not the Gettysburg Address, his assassination.
When I die, I want people to make a pen about me. That's all I want to know. I want to make a Anderson commemorative something. following that was probably their least publicized, but probably best effort to date. The Heritage Collection, which they mentioned looked like a dollar pen, and in reality actually was modeled after the V-clip, which preceded the dollar pen, but I guess that's just semantics. And now they've come out with...
lack of research.
They've now come out with what they call a re-release of the beloved M2.
Beloved by whom?
Well... I'm a big fan of the M2.
I was not. I was never a fan of the M2. I always thought that the original looked cheap. And this, yeah.
You thought the original looked cheap? Well, you know, back, you know, pretty much after 57, 58, you know, they start getting into the Safari. All the pens look cheap. They really do. I'll give you that.
It was the plastic. Yeah.
It was the plastic, yeah. But you got to admit, the best one, and I got a picture, but I'll hold it up here. The best one is the turquoise. Really a super pen. Now, what makes this pen interesting is this was Esterbrook's first pen that had an aerometric filler, a squeeze filler. So you can, you know, this one actually, I just pulled this out of the case. Apparently the sack is frozen on this one. But just like a Parker 51, you know, or 21, you can squeeze the sack and you can fill the pen. The other distinguishing feature of the M2 is the cap, and it looks like an M if you look at it. There's a little dent in the top, metal cap. Nice pen, nice pen. It's, you know, a little bit cheaper, but nice metal cap. Let me give you a little. I'll share the screen here so those that are. This is the.
It just was never my favorite. In well, any of the lines, but
it's no $1.50 pen, granted.
Right.
But here's the turquoise, a little bit darker image. This is an old image, and I have hinted, and I will say it again, that there are plans to completely redo the Esterbrook site, probably much later in the year, fourth quarter ish. But anyway, this is from my current site, Esterbrook.net. But you can see on the top how the middle of the cap. Kind of has a little indentation there. It's got Esterbrook on the clip, the standard, you know, nice imprint on the barrel, just like every other pen they made. And that's that. That's the original.
And then the newly revised company with which we share some history.
I should find this pen.
They came out with this new model. They put it on Mass Drop, and apparently there were so many negative comments that Mass Drop withdrew the pen.
Yeah, it didn't.
That's pretty impressive because Mass Drop is pretty. I'm gonna go with slimy. I don't like Mass Drop.
Yeah, no, I don't really care much for them either. But the pen, the new pen. And let's see if, you know what, I'm just going to share the, I'm going to the website here and I'm going to do it. And can you see that there?
I can see it.
Okay. So it's kind of a, it's not a great, great image. It's not really large, but you can see, the pen's got a, looks like it's got a little ink window. It's got a metal cap, but then it has a color, coating on the top of the cap. And then in big letters on the barrel, just to make sure you didn't miss it.
You can't miss it.
Jeez. It says Esterbrook, and it's kind of chromed. There's the Esterbrook name is on the clip, and it's also around the cap band. So just in case you weren't sure.
Richard Esterbrook is spinning in his grave.
The poor guy, yeah.
So this was on Mass Drop, and there were so many negative comments. They took it down.
Yeah, it's
that's got a, pretty impressive.
Yeah, and it has, and they called it a piston filler, but what it is, it's one of those plunger style fillers, similar to the Noodler's Ahab. Yeah. And there were some questions as to whether or not Nathan Tardif had any. Input into the development of this pen, and I just want to make it clear that that is just absolutely not the case.
I will speak for Nathan, and he will be fine with that. I'll text him. He had nothing to do with this. Absolutely not.
So that's the funny thing, right? This is a plunger filled pen.
It's not a plunger filler.
It's not really a, well, yeah. How else do you describe it, right?
It's got a plunger converter.
It's got a plunger converter, sure. But you can't. It's not really a converter because you can't put anything else in it. But if you're one of the first 100 people, you can get a package of cartridges that don't work in this pen.
Oh, well, that's helpful. Because everybody needs, you know, cartridges that don't fit the pen you just bought and waited 6 weeks to get or whatever. Yeah. So the whole thing was just a disaster in the making.
It was. And I think there was some indication that Masterop was the only people – to get this pen when that's really not the case. No. I won't divulge any further information, but the pen is out there. There were other individuals that are selling the pen. So it was not even a Mastrop exclusive.
Yeah. But Mastrop seemed to believe that they were the only ones that had it. So I don't think now either Mastrop was claiming to be exclusive or they had been misled. I don't know.
There was a disconnect there. Let's just say that. And this pen, so the thought process here is it's perhaps similar to some of the Indian made Camlin pens. I don't know. I won't say either way, but it's.
I like the box that Jake came in.
I'm sorry, what?
I like the box that Jake came in.
Oh, yeah, the box was great. That was the best box. You know, I mean, if I could have, you know, and at the time when that came out, we were looking at getting a generic box for the store. So when we sell vintage pens, we've got something to give to somebody. You know, sometimes people buy it as a gift and you want a little presentation, but sometimes we buy things that don't have boxes, and that would have been the perfect box. And didn't we actually get, we have a gentleman, in China who like every month sends us an email saying, here's the latest boxes. And sure enough, one day that box showed up on the email and we could order 5,000 units or whatever.
So now we know where he got it from.
We know. Yeah. So, in the box, the sleeve of the box
is a great box.
You got it right there.
I do.
There it is. That's a great box. Imagine we put our logo on there.
Oh my God. Would he sue us for stealing his idea?
He might. Probably. I don't know. But anyway, the new one, I must say, does not look like it has as nice a box. It's kind of one of those.
Cost quite a bit more than he wanted to pay.
It's a thinner box. It looks fuzzy. It's got like the letters in purple or pink or some crazy color.
Poor Richard Estabrook is spinning in his grave. But anyway, so we noticed that, you know, there was an Estabrook briefly on Mastrop. And as a retailer, we are not big fans of Mastrop and how they encourage retailers to sell at cost for a kickback. And they are no friend to the industry. Because they're undervaluing a lot of the lines that don't deserve it. But for Mastrop to take it down, that's pretty impressive.
That's pretty awesome. Actually. Anyway.
So anyway, there was that for the day.
That was in the news. And what else? What else you got? Another recent announcement.
We have worked with we've worked a couple things out with PW Ackerman in the Netherlands, and we now have the bottles available and visible on the site. At their request, we had them hidden and you had to call in, and we've managed to come to terms with that a little bit, and so we do have the bottles available for sale on the site. You can actually just go to the site, add it to your cart and check out instead of going through us. As far as ink samples go, you do have to call the store.
Yep. So that's good. So that's a nice segue into what's going on in the store. We got some really cool stuff in this week. I don't think we mentioned it last week. Did we talk about this?
I don't think so.
We managed to come across through our distributor, what would be classified as heritage pieces from Mont Blanc. So these are discontinued pens. They are, I don't know where they have these, back room or whatever. Discontinued, brand new in the box. I'm talking about.
I want to be in that back room.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, I saw the list and I just couldn't believe it. I'm talking about a John Lennon. Mont Blanc John Lennon, special edition, limited edition. The Arturo Toscanini, a Mont Blanc Chopin with an oblique broad nib.
Which is not that common, the nib.
No.
Yeah. The Chopin is a gorgeous, awesome, perfect size. In fact, we have a second one, an earlier one that came in that big stationery store lot that we bought right before the end of the year. There happened to be a Chopin that has a medium nib that is sitting with Brian's Arco for the May 1st anniversary. And I'm pretty sure the Arco is going to Brian and the Chopin's coming to me. I don't have a modern or a fairly newish, modern, yeah. A newish Mont Blanc.
You don't have a Meisterstück.
No. I have a couple of different ones.
I'm telling you.
I know. It scares me.
They're great pens.
But the Chopin is really, if you think that some of the others are a little big, this is really a beautiful size for a woman, or if you have small hands, or if you just like a thinner pen.
Well, it's a midsize. Between. It's slightly larger than the Classique or the 144, but it's smaller than the Lagrange or the 146. Is an interesting.
I love it.
So, but we also got what we thought were done. 90th anniversary Lagrange.
Yes.
I love that pen. In fact, as soon as I am done with this pen, this 149, I am going to use the other. I have a 90th 149. It's a great pen. Super pen. And we have Lagrange, which for many is a very usable size. And so I don't know where they found these things, but they found them. And we have them, and they are now up on the site. Now with Mont Blanc, we can't sell them on the site, but you can call us and we can talk to you about it. So that's been exciting. And the Lennon was 2010, I think. So it's going on 6 years old since that was released. It comes with an interesting. Dave and I were looking at it today. It comes with a 45 RPM
record.
But the interesting thing about it is it's A-side only. So it's got John Lennon's Imagine on the A-side, and the B-side is flat. There's no grooves. There's nothing recorded on the B-side of the album. So cool stuff.
Well, we also have some of the vintage Mont Blanc that we picked up in that big stationery store lot. They're up. We just don't have pictures for everything.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for those to come through. Those should be a couple of days. So cool stuff. There's a Lagrange in there that are 146 that has a clear ink window. It doesn't have the striated ink window. Great looking pen. Really great looking pen.
I guess we're no different than some of the, like Mont Blanc with their heritage stuff. We keep saying, they found them in the back room. Like, where did they find these? We keep finding stuff.
We do. And that's who we are, So.
Quarters.
What's that?
Hoarders.
Yeah. Well, today, what came in today, and I'm going to get better pictures tomorrow, but just up on the site now. The Scotty Saturno in the brown color, which is a cool color. They're all cool. The brown, the green. And I was shocked because, number one, we ordered these back in November, and I didn't get my complete order. And all of a sudden today I get one pen in the mail, in the UPS, and I open it up.
Don't tell Visconti they screwed up.
If you've been thinking about this pen, okay, so the Saturno, it's a little bit different. It does not have the My Pen system on the top. It's a beautiful pen, full size pen, 23 karat, two tone palladium nib. Limited edition of 88 pieces on the brown. This one is serial number 00.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So
don't tell anybody we have it.
and it has it's got a fine nib in it, which I think is the best nib. It's the best nib. Because that's what I have in my my Wall Street is a fine nib. It's a great, great multi-purpose nib. You can get some line variation out of that palladium. And with fine, you can really see it. It's very usable. So,
We are jumping on the coloring book craze. I saw some friends at the Columbus Pen Show who were sitting at the show coloring, and I'm like, all right, what are you guys
doing?
This is your
craze because it's
totally my craze, and. there were three ladies in a row, three girlfriends. And so we're talking male TV stars and coloring books, and it was awesome. You know, it's kind of a big craze right now. And we've been carrying the drawing a blank, the pencils.
Rodeo?
No, the other ones.
Which ones are you talking about?
The Palomino. We've had Palomino. The Palomino pencils. We've done well with them. You know, what an awesome pencil to draw or, you know, whatever with. But the coloring books, I saw my friends, my girlfriends with these coloring books, and I thought, you know, that's really kind of a calming, soothing kind of thing to do. And sometimes in the evening, it would be nice. So I went and I bought myself one, and I love it. And I had some old color pencils, so started to do that. And I just keep seeing things everywhere about how much people are enjoying these. So we will be getting in this week some different coloring books. And I heard from one of my other sales reps that the ones we're getting apparently are like coloring books on steroids. The paper is to die for.
So fountain pen friendly.
Not necessarily. Some of them you can use fountain pens on. Some you can use almost any kind of media. Watercolor, fountain pen, brush pen.
The designs are cool.
Yes, yes. So we tried to pick designs that were fairly universal. I mean, you've got, you know, hundreds to choose from. We're not going to be carrying a ton of them, but we'll probably will have just under a dozen different options, including some small ones that are like postcards that you can actually color and then mail.
I like those. I like those a lot because they come in a pack of, forget how many, 12.
I think it's 12.
And you can get them in different series, and they're great. And you know, they would be great for any correspondence, you know.
InkoRimo.
InkoRimo is past, but in the spirit of InkoRimo, they're great for that. I think that would be really just a lot of fun. I would do that. That would be great for me because then I could just, you know, I made it the first 5 days, and then we went to LA, and then I couldn't catch up. But I could do cards and then, you know, spend a little time playing around with the design, maybe. We'll see. They had cars, didn't they?
They did. So we picked several different designs. We've got those coming in this week. And along with that, we will be bringing in, and those are coming in this week as well, some really fun, and forgive me for getting giggly about pencil sharpeners, but some really cool pencil sharpeners. A couple of them have three different holes. We are bringing in, everything's metal except one. So it's a nice weight, a nice quality. Couple have different size holes so you can sharpen different size pencils. The one plastic one has a cover so that it captures all of the shavings.
Yeah, you can throw it in your bag or whatever.
Yeah. Couple of them are really fun shaped. And then we're bringing in a couple other different metallic colored pencils. They're not actually
colored.
The line isn't colored, but the body, the outer.
They're nice. They're attractive.
Yeah. I like them. So just have a little fun with it and give you some options. But a lot of people have been requesting things like that. And we get a lot of people in the store asking for them. So we figured we'd give it a try.
So awesome. Let's run through quick what's been on the blog this week. Really interesting. I love doing these. An episode of My Favorite Pens. This week I chose the Esterbrook Mammoth Falcon. Now this is a dip pen so large. Esterbrook called it mammoth. It's twice the size of a regular dip pen, at least twice the size. So large it doesn't fit in a regular holder. They had to create a separate holder for it. Really a scarce piece, very hard to find, not only the nib, but super hard to find the holder. It's a cool article. There's a video, some good pictures. Check it out. That was a lot of fun. Namiki Nippon Art. We did a video on Platinum 3776 Psi, which is a discontinued limited edition 3000 piece Platinum cool pen. And we revisited, we did a video of the Retro 5188 series, which is now sold out. But that was from 2005. Was that when it was? I think.
I think so.
And 2005, and it were sold out. But at least we've got a video, so you can see the pieces. But cool stuff. That's what's going on in the blog. Do we have any shout outs this week?
We got this awesome note. Actually, we got it a couple weeks ago from Jason, who worked with us in LA, and it was just really nice to, you know, we say every week, you know, write to us at, you know, the store. We really do save all the letters and
some
cards.
Some people do write to us.
Yeah. Eddie G sends us awesome stuff quite frequently, and I have several folders full of all this stuff, and I'm going to start to work on the wall behind my desk and put some stuff up. But we got this really awesome letter from Jason. So big hugs and thank you for the note. And
hope he can make it up to Appleton this summer. So
yep. But definitely next year, Jason. We had a blast last year.
You're on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So all right. Anything else? We'll wrap it up. We're running a little bit long today.
We are, but that's okay.
That's it. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Periscope, and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
Blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
And check out all the cool stuff on the website, which is andersonpens.com.
Get out.
I'm serious.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye.